This goes to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 866-419-3504 regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Christina, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, bilaterally small kidneys, and chronic anemia. Her last visit was July 12th of 2021. She did have severe diarrhea and felt very badly just after Thanksgiving and almost the whole month of December. And that has resolved, and she feels much better now. She does have recurrent chronic pancreatitis, too, but that has not flared up recently. She has been referred to the hematologist, Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, who did multiple tests for her chronic anemia and the low platelet levels. And he felt that her anemia actually was very stable with her current hemoglobin of 10.4 and platelets 114,000 currently. And he will be following those levels over time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her diarrhea is now resolved, no blood or melina. She has gained 2 pounds over the last 6 months, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no cough or sputum production. She does have problems with recurrent UTIs, and she's currently in the process of giving another urinalysis, a urine culture sample, to see if she needs an antibiotic for a UTI. And no headaches or syncopal episodes. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate for her chronically low CO2 levels. She takes 650 milligrams twice a day, and she is on pancreatic enzyme, 2 capsules, 3 times a day with each meal. Physical examination, weight 122 pounds, and blood pressure is 125 over 61. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 6th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.8 with estimated GFR of 27. Albumin 3.9, calcium is 8.6, sodium 138, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin is stable at 10.4. Normal white count, and platelets are 114,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, anemia that is chronic, being followed by Dr. Akkad, and recurrent pancreatitis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.